With over $125 million in insurance recovery and 40 million loans and leases tracked, Allied Solutions is an industry leader in financial institution solutions for ancillary product cancellation, total loss and gap claims, and repossession physical damage recovery. The team at Allied is working hard to deliver on their culture of innovation to transform products and services into instruments of action. Grow, protect, and evolve your business with Allied Solutions. To learn more, visit AlliedSolutions.net/autofinance. Again, AlliedSolutions.net/autofinance.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group, and senior editor of Subprime Auto Finance News and AutoFin Journal. For this episode of the podcast, pleased to say having the conversation face-to-face for a change here at Used Car Week 2021 with Car Global Chief Economist Tom Contos. Tom, it's always great to see you.
Same here, Nick. Thank you.
So much has happened since we saw each other face-to-face at Used Car Week and pandemic and how much wholesale values and supply has just been impacted. Just looking back, how often this year, perhaps, have you done a double take when either looking at wholesale prices or other metrics? Just how truly unique are the times that we are in as we speak here in mid to late November of 2021?
Well, these are definitely unique times. The closest I can come to something like what we're experiencing and what we have experienced these last couple of years would be the Great Recession, I would say, you know, where we did go through some lean times in terms of new vehicle sales, which resulted in a strong used vehicle market a couple of years later. But sort of the simultaneous aspect of this particular downturn in new vehicle sales and an uptick in used vehicle prices that we've never really seen the likes of ever. Right. And I've been at it for longer than just about anybody in the analytical world in our space.
Right.
So I can tell you from all these years that I've not seen anything quite like this. The combination of lean inventories of used vehicles, the chip shortage affecting new vehicle supply, that's truly a unique situation. And then these new records being set regularly in used vehicle values at wholesale, first, you know, going to 14,000, then going to 15,000, now 16,000, and still climbing as an average price for a vehicle sold at physical auctions is just unbelievable. So yeah, I've done a lot of double takes, and there have been times that I've thought things would flatline or start to come down a bit. And just as soon as they do, something else causes them to jar back up again.
And when you might rattle off those figures, you might say, oh, those are retail prices, right? So fast.
Well said. Yeah.
Well, as part of you and your team at Car Global, no doubt you have a great opportunity to interact with the consignor community, whether it's finance companies, OEMs, what have you. Just how elated have they been over the status of wholesale values, if in fact they have vehicles to send?
Right. I guess it is a double-edged sword. The high values are definitely a welcome thing for any consignor selling vehicles in the wholesale market, whether they're a dealer consignor or whether they're a commercial consignor, and whether within the commercial space, whether they're a bank or a captive finance company or a commercial fleet or, you know, subprime finance organization, whatever the case may be, rental companies, they're all enjoying the pricing situation. But it is a little disquieting to see volumes come down to the degree they have, because it does create some uncertainty about, you know, the future of many of the roles that folks play in this industry, you know, in terms of handling what used to be much more volume. Mm. The goal, I guess, or the outcome that's expected is that volumes will come back. And I am confident that's going to happen, but it's going to happen over time. And it's, so it is a double-edged sword. The pricing is great, but the volumes aren't really what we would normally see in this space. And that causes some concern amongst the people that have handled that volume at a much greater level.
Sure.
For so many years now.
Sure. Again, our special guest here for this episode of the Ottery Marketing Podcast is Carr Global Chief Economist Tom Contos. And we're getting to enjoy our conversation face-to-face for a change here at Used Car Week 2021 in Las Vegas. And Tom, just before we sat down to have our podcast conversation, you were part of a collection of economists for a panel discussion, and continuing on with the topic of volume in the relative short term in the next six to 12 months, where might volume come from? Dealer consignment or repossessions or maybe somewhere else? Where might dealers be able to find some vehicles that work for their particular store?
Yeah, the term I used during the panel was that repos would likely be the first responder to the supply crisis. Because really there has been a lot of outstanding loans and leases that at other times might have been at risk of a repossession, but a combination of government stimulus money and lender forbearance and deferral programs have enabled, rightly so, many borrowers to be able to stay in their loan or lease and continue to make payments or defer those payments for a time until they get their feet back out under them and enable them to then, you know, stay current on their payments going forward. So many, many borrowers have probably dodged a repo bullet over this time frame that might have otherwise, had a tougher go. And that's a good thing, but... Mm-hmm. With the expiration of, say, the extended unemployment benefits that the government had been providing during the pandemic, with that expiration happening in September, with a gradual rise, it's not clear that it's not a seasonal rise, but in 30-day delinquencies of subprime portfolios, according to some data from KBRA that I track, mm-hmm. And some other indications, and just sort of an expectation I would have just based on the economic conditions, the concerns over inflation, mm-hmm. the end of the stimulus impact on the economy, other factors that might make you a bit more bearish about prospects for the economy to be as strong as maybe folks were thinking it might be as we reopened. Mm-hmm. And then there is the ever-present threat of, you know, more closures down the road if things mm-hmm. change with regard to the COVID situation. So need to be cautious about that as well. With all that being the case, I think if you had a bet on any of the segments that we normally would see supply growth from, whether mm-hmm. that would be off-rental, off-lease, repos, dealer consignment, commercial fleets, I would say the one of those that seems most likely to show some uptick would be repos.
Closing moments here on this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast with Carr Global Chief Economist Tom Contos. And Tom, as you referenced, perhaps it's inflation or another element. We're in the short row, so to speak, of 2021 with 2022 straight ahead. What's intriguing you about what might be coming in the new year? What might you and the Carr Global team be watching closest as we go forward?
Well, I think we'll continue to see if any of this materializes, what I talked about with regard to repos. There might be some consumer pushback, because consumers have been driving less. One of the stats that I don't see much mention of in our industry is the stats that come out of the Department of Transportation on driving activity, the billions of miles, vehicle miles traveled.
Right.
And that is a number that for decades and decades was always going up. Every month, relative to the year ago level, September travel was higher than September a year ago. Mm. Not necessarily because people were traveling more individually, but because there were more drivers on the road and more cars on the road. We've had constant growth in the number of vehicles in operation over these decades, many decades. And also, generally speaking, people have been, there have been more drivers out there and more driving activity. So during the pandemic, of course, with lockdowns and the like, we saw a significant decline in driving activity that hasn't really completely gone away. People still are working more from home, not commuting as much.
Right.
People aren't taking as many business trips, you know, with their vehicles to call on customers. For whatever reasons, there's been less driving going on. So with that being the case, consumers can perhaps afford to take some time in replacing their vehicle and maybe invest in the vehicle. You know, they know there's a chip shortage out there. So if they're a new vehicle intender, they may not have the vehicle they want out there available right now. So they go ahead and maintain the vehicle they have and stay out of the market for a time. And if they're a used vehicle intender, they may say, you know what, these prices are so high, I'm just plain going to wait. If they can afford to wait, they might. And if they haven't been driving as much and don't have quite as much of a need to replace that vehicle, they might make the decision to just go ahead and delay their purchase. When enough people do that, that's going to be a limiting impact on demand, and we might see that reflected in price stabilization, maybe even some downward pressure on wholesale and retail values for new and used vehicles, which we haven't seen up till this point.
That's Tom Contos, the chief economist at Car Global. Tom, thank you so much, as always, for the time, especially here. Exciting point that we get to be face-to-face again at Used Car Week.
Your face and the face of the folks at Jerry King, and also just the industry participants at this show. It's great to see you again.
Excellent. Again, if you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on our podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zadite and Joe Overby, as well as our executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
With over 125 million in insurance recovery and 40 million loans and leases tracked, Allied Solutions is an industry leader in financial institution solutions for ancillary product cancellation, total loss and gap claims, and repossession physical damage recovery. The team at Allied is working hard to deliver on their culture of innovation to transform products and services into instruments of action. Grow, protect, and evolve your business with Allied Solutions. To learn more, visit AlliedSolutions.net/autofinance. Again, AlliedSolutions.net/autofinance.